Summer entertainment isn't just action movies and trash novels. If you're looking for something with a subtler punch, Maureen Corrigan has some recommendations. Anita Bruckner's new novel, Brief Lives, and a two-volume collection of Edith Wharton's short stories, most of which haven't been in print since the 1930s. The collection was edited by Anita Bruckner. Obviously, Bruckner's been keeping busy.
Anita Bruckner is one of those irritating people who never wastes time. During the school term, she lectures on art history at Cambridge and other prestigious institutions. Then, on her summer vacations, she cranks out critically acclaimed novels like Hotel du Lac and Lewis Percy. Bruckner's novels are remarkable for their stunning psychological insights, but they're also claustrophobic. The typical Bruckner plot revolves around one character whose life is dwindling to point zero. Think of what Jane Eyre's middle age would have been like if she hadn't met Mr. Rochester. That's Bruckner's kind of story. Brief Lives is another stifling masterpiece, but I don't recall Bruckner's other books being quite so funny. Critics have always compared her to Jane Austen and Barbara Pym because of the slim scope of her novels. Now Bruckner shares more of their humor, too. Brief Lives tells the story of an uneasy friendship between two women who are thrown together because their husbands are business associates. Faye is the polite narrator. She consciously plays second fiddle to Julia, a glamorous ex-cabaret star who still needs an adoring audience. For over 30 years, Faye and Julia share superficial conversations and a simmering dislike of one another. But the world of Bruckner's novels doesn't offer infinite possibilities, so Faye and Julia stick together out of habit. Bruckner's appeal lies in her ability to chronicle the neurotic and lazy patterns of people's lives that aren't usually the stuff of fiction. She never makes Faye and Julia's friendship more significant than it really is. Instead, it's fascinating and familiar because it's so lukewarm. Bruckner's tight-fitting truths make me squirm, but in Brief Lives, she's eased the way with some gallows humor. Apparently, Bruckner has also been busy in her spare time rummaging through Edith Wharton's library. Wharton is one of Bruckner's mentors in the art of saying disturbing things in a well-bred voice. This collection testifies to her gimlet eye and her dowager's impatience for pretension. The 28 stories deal with divorce, greed, ghosts, and the legacy of the Civil War. I imagine Wharton spent a lot of evenings gossiping with her pal, Henry James, about the sort of social climber she ridicules in her story, The Pelican. It's about a woman who makes her living swallowing up stray bits of arcane information. Then she regurgitates them in genteel lectures at ladies' luncheons. Two other stories, The Reckoning and Her Son, are almost as devastating as Wharton's masterpiece, Ethan Frome. When you read Wharton and Bruckner side by side, it sometimes feels like you're reading the late Victorian and the modernist versions of the same stories. Wharton, like Bruckner, writes about the inner struggles of a single character. But in Wharton's fiction, you sense a rigid society in the background, manipulating the character's actions. In Bruckner's isolated, contemporary universe, the characters only have themselves to blame.
Maureen Corrigan teaches at Georgetown University. She reviewed Brief Lives by Anita Bruckner and the stories of Edith Wharton.